Hey guys, welcome back to the Miss Lifestyle Podcast. On today's episode, we're talking on the topic your body, your self-esteem. Okay, so I know it sounds so cliche because everybody says it, like you talk about self-esteem, talk about your body and all, but I would like to say it from my own point of view because I've been in the shoes where I was really battling with low self-esteem because of my body. I'm on the big side, I'm a plus size, and before I came to accept the fact that I'm beautiful and I'm bold, I'm fine, God made me good, God made me well, it was hell. Trust me, it was hell. I felt bad, very bad for being fat. I was called fat a lot, so I felt bad for being fat, and I actually don't find people calling me fat derogatory, but well. So I was called fat a lot. I told myself I was fat. That made me really ugly. That made me below normal people. It really hurt my feelings. I could not go out. I couldn't wear normal dresses. I even became a lover of jackets. Oh my God. I had every outfit I was going to wear had to have a jacket. I started shopping for jackets. I started getting jackets everywhere because I was like, my arms are too flabby, my neck is too this, it's too that, my body is just not perfect, everything's just going, it's just abnormal. So one day I had to come to a point where I had to sit down and think about it, because I was already going depressed. I was really, really getting depressed and frustrated. I was trying my best to lose weight. I took slimming teas, I did exercises. Yeah, by the way, exercises are really good. I took slimming teas, I did exercises, I did detox plans, you know, where you have to pop pills, starve yourself for 3 days, to they'll say you need to detoxify, that toxins are in your body, this, that. Really, it was hell. But I had to sit down one day and talk to myself, Dami, God made you in his image, made you in his likeness. And variety is the spice of life, really, variety is the spice of life. If everybody was slim or slender, then there will be no beauty really in the world. So you are big, you are fat, you are beautiful. God made you are very beautiful. You are made in God's image and likeness. And when I told myself that, there was a change in the way I saw myself. There was a change in the way I saw the world. There was a change in the way I began to carry myself, the way I began to compose and comport myself. There was a change in my total way of life, my thinking, everything changed totally because I had come to accept myself. And trust me, accepting yourself is the one thing that would change your life. It will really change your life because you would become you. You'd be able to know who you are. Like, you'd be able to live your life because this is who I am. I am who God says I am. I'm not ugly. I'm beautiful. I'm made in God's image. I'm made in God's likeness. This is my reality. I'm me. I can't change for anybody. And make sure you don't change for anybody. Yes, lose your weight. Lose weight if you want to. If you really want to lose weight, lose weight. If you want to be the way you are, if you are slim, don't let people insult you because you're slim. If you are fat, don't let people insult you because you're fat. You are beautiful. Remember, you're beautiful. Hype yourself, man. Hype yourself, girl. Hype yourself. I'm a speck, man. I'm a speck. I'm a beautiful person. I'm beautiful in, out. I'm beautiful. I'm fine. Man, I'm pretty. I'm so pretty. That's how I hype myself. I'm my number one fan. That's how you should hype yourself. That's how you should make yourself feel. When you look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, I'm beautiful. I am made in God's image. This is me, and I'm not changing for anybody, except I really want to change for myself. So please, if you want to change, please go ahead. I've lost some weight, actually. I've been working on it, and not because I feel I'm ugly or anything, because I want to lose weight, and there's no big deal. And I'm enjoying it, and every time I lose weight, I celebrate it. I celebrate myself. I'm always celebrating myself because I'm perfect. Guy, I'm perfect. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. Very beautiful. And I want you to come to that understanding of yourself and make yourself beautiful for yourself. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode of my podcast. I hope you have a nice week. Bye. I love you. Thank you.